Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Welcome to this brand new episode of School of Klein Attraction. And of course, it's Marquel Russell here. And again, a lot of people I've been seeing over and over and over and over again, I've been seeing people struggling with creating profitable ad campaigns. So I actually invested a nice chunk of change to actually go down to Miami to a private event with three of the top experts in the world to see what they're doing to generate millions and millions and millions of dollars using ads as well, because I'm always looking to learn and be a student first. So I actually got some of my notes and I did a private training to share all of my notes from this event, and I want to give you that right now. So we're going to jump into that private training where I shared all of my notes. Instead of me trying to regurgitate it and leave out anything, I'm going to give you that exclusive training, uncut, unedited, so you can actually take it and implement into your business as well without cutting the check that I had to cut to get access to it. So let's go ahead and jump into this episode right now, and I'll see you there.
So for the past week or so, well, since last Thursday, I think, I flew in from St. Lucia last week. I got here. I spoke at the African-American Marketing Association event that they did called Marketing for the Culture. I spoke there and then I flew out immediately to Miami. So I was there 4 days at Mastermind. Super dope. So what I thought was, I was like, you know, what if I did a live stream and I shared some of my notes with you all? And I posted it and I saw a lot of people say they wanted notes. But I was like, you know what? What if I did a live stream and I shared my notes? So let's go right into my notes. I'm gonna start with day one. Let's see. So the first nugget that I want y'all to understand, and I always preach this as well with our clients, is, and I want y'all to write this down. The first nugget is math, math, and more math. Math, math, and more math. So what does that mean? A lot of times people are doing marketing. They don't really know the math of how stuff works, they don't really understand the math of how everything works. So for example, they don't know so I talk to people all the time, they're running ads, but they don't know their lead costs. They don't know their application costs. They don't know how much is it costing them to get a client. They cost per acquisition. They don't know the lifetime value of their clients, or none of that type of stuff, right? Which brings me to my second nugget that I want to share with you. And it really proves why I don't recommend selling anything less than $3,000 on the front end, right? So let me explain. So we did a couple of case studies, right? We did a case study of somebody who was doing a $997 webinar, right? They were doing a webinar where they sell their offer for $997. Now, I know a lot of people teach that you should do a webinar and sell the offer for $9.97, right? Why don't I recommend doing that even though it works? Because the individual who was doing this webinar to sell something for $9.97, they were actually spending more than $9.97 to get a customer, right? So let me give you another example. So somebody who was selling a low ticket offer, so they were selling a free plus shipping book funnel, $6.95. So it was $6.95 just for shipping. The book is free. Why don't I recommend doing that? Here's why. Because they can afford to go in the hole, right? They can afford to go in the hole. So for example, let's say somebody has a $6.95 offer and it's costing them $20 to get a $6.95 customer. There, and I'm not going to take a poll, but I will be willing to bet there's not many people on here that are willing, and not only willing, but also able to go in the hole on the front end in the marketing. There's a lot of people who have these low ticket offers, and they actually are willing to go into the hole. They're willing and able to go in the hole on their marketing for 30 to 60 to 90 days, go in the hole while not making any profit. Most small business owners can't do that, right? Most small business owners can't do that. So that's why I don't teach that. Because listen, the people who go in the hole on the front end, they make their money on the back end with their premium price offers. I don't recommend doing that because I want you to be able to generate revenue and profit immediately, because the faster you can generate profit immediately, the faster you can invest that back into your ads, the faster you can actually scale and generate more revenue. Does that make sense? So that's why I teach the back way. So it's like you do it backwards. So instead of selling them all this low ticket stuff on the front end and then figuring out, okay, what can I sell them low ticket? And what else can I sell them? You lead with your best stuff on the front end. And then once you get to $500,000, $1 million a year, now you can start rolling out some lower ticket offers, right? To invite people in and use some other ways. But this way you have more cash flow. Now you can afford to go in the hole. So that's why I always recommend people don't do that. It just makes sense. Number one, it serves the person better, right? Because they're going to get your best stuff. Also, it serves you better because now you can get more cash flow in your business. And cash flow is the name of the game. It makes my flesh crawl when I see individuals out here who have big audiences, they have big email lists, they have big bank accounts, and they're telling people, hey, all you got to do is create a $7 offer or a $97 course or whatever, and that's going to lead to you making millions. It's not. Right. So let's just say, let's do math. Right. Let's do some math. So I'm gonna pull up my calculator real quick. So let's say you're selling something for $97 and then you have an upsell. Typically people are going to go like, well, let's go 97. Let's say you have a $97 offer and then you have a $297 upsell and then you have a $497 upsell after that. Let's say then on the back end, you got a $3,000 offer. Right. So let's stick with the 90. Let's go with this math for a second. I'm going to keep this super. I ain't going to go all the way into the back end. But I'm just going to say the 97. So on average, on the internet, if you're selling a cold offer, if you're driving cold traffic to a page to buy a $97 offer, right? A good conversion rate on the internet. What do y'all think a good conversion rate is from cold traffic to a sales page to buy a $7 to $97 offer? What do y'all think a good conversion rate is? What percent? I want to see what y'all say. What percent would you say? 3%. So if you want to make $100,000 a month at 3% conversion rate, and again, this is just the front end, how many do you need to sell? We won't even got to do that math. Now, here's the thing. Most people who are selling something for $97 on the front end, the ones who really do it, they're not even looking to become profitable on the front end, right? They're not even looking to become profitable on the front end. I know the top webinar experts on the planet, right? Like my guys. So what do y'all think a good conversion rate is on a webinar? Sending people to a webinar, they watch your hour, 2 hour long webinar, and they buy your $997 offer, $997 to $1997. What do y'all think is a good conversion rate? A good conversion rate, based on what they're telling me, and based on what we talked about in the mastermind, is 8%. So a good conversion rate, they're jumping up and down like, this is amazing, this is converting like crazy, is 8%, right? Cold traffic, 8%, okay? So again, a lot of people ain't gonna really give you all this context. And here's the thing, I'm not saying selling a $997 offer on a webinar or selling a low ticket offer, $7, $997, tonight, whatever. I'm not saying internet is bad. What I am saying is you got to understand the math. It's math, 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 math. This whole business is just understanding data, getting this data, and then being able to translate this data to how this applies to your business. But again, most people aren't going to. I see people like have whole ad courses and they're teaching you how to do ads. They're teaching you how to click on links and they're showing you how to launch ads. But they ain't really talking about none of the math, like how the math works out. And when they don't teach how the math works out, it leaves you in a bind because now you have false expectations. All right, cool. Let's keep going. So another thing to keep in mind is that thinking about different audience segments when it comes to your marketing. So what do I mean by different audience segments? So let's just say, for example, let's say you're targeting women. Let's say you're targeting women who want to build businesses. Okay. So what are the audience segments? So you may say, okay, broadly, I want to target women who want to build businesses. But when you break it out to audience segments, you can say women who want to build a business so they can have more time with their kids and their family, right? That's one audience segment. Women who want to do this because of this. Or you can say women who want to build a business to have more freedom so they can actually travel. That's a different audience segment. Or you may say women who want to build a successful business so they have more freedom so they can actually have time to date and get married. That's a totally different audience segment. Make sense? So some people say, well, just all women who want to build a business. But what if you narrowed it down to certain audience segments and created a marketer specifically based on that? Okay? Because just in the entrepreneurial niche, some people may say audiences in general. I mean, entrepreneurs in general. But if you break it down, you could say the jet setter audience in the entrepreneurial world would be people who want to create a hands-off income so they can travel more. They don't necessarily want to get to $1 million or multiple $1 million a year, right? They don't want to get to millions. They don't want to make millions. They want to make $30,000, $40,000 a month where they can travel all around the world, right? And then you got the entrepreneurs. They don't, again, they don't want to build a multi-million-dollar business either. They want to build a business where they have more family time. They can have more family time. They're not looking to build a big company or nothing. And then you got those entrepreneurs who are looking to go big. They want to make millions upon millions, build a big company, all that good stuff. Okay? That's huge when it comes down to picking your audience segment and then creating your messaging, creating your offers, and all that good stuff. Okay? So that's the third thing I want to share. So I'll say this one. So I would say the best time, so, and that's just something we implement as well. I think this would be good for y'all to know, is that the best time to launch an ad, right? So sometimes, so like, for example, 12:30, it's 12:30 right now. By the time we get off here, it'll be 1 o'clock. I would not launch an ad at 1 o'clock. When we launch ads the day before, we schedule them for the next day. So we'll typically schedule them for 12 a.m. the next day. So if it's 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we don't launch ads right then. We'll schedule it for 12 a.m. the next day. So that way we can get in the auction, in the rotation, and then we can maximize the full day. Because sometimes you may, let's say you finna spend $500 a day, for example, or $100 a day or whatever, and you launch your ad at 5 or 6 p.m. Now, Facebook, in some instances, will try to spend all of it before the day is out. But if you set it up and schedule it for 12 a.m. the next day, don't schedule an end time, but just schedule a start time. And then you can let it run, let it schedule in, and then it'll jump in and it'll get in the rotation. And now you can really maximize the full day. Okay. And this is just basically back to the webinar example. So this is something I wanted to share with some specific numbers back to the webinar example. So basically it says if you're getting $10 leads for a webinar, 50% of those show up. So now you're paying $20 per attendee. And now the goal is to get 2% of those first 100 to break even. Meaning you want to get 2% of 100, which is 2. So let's say you're selling something for $1,000. So that means 2%. So let's say, or $997. So you make $1,994 or whatever that is. And you break even from 100 people, right? Now, but if you can get 4% to buy, you'll get a 2-to-1 ROI, meaning you'll get $2 for every dollar you invest. But if you get 6% to buy, you'll get a 3-to-1 ROI, meaning you make $3 for every dollar you invest in ads. So if you invest $2,000 in ads, you'll make $6,000, right, at 6%. But again, 6% is you're going to have a good high converting webinar. So what I love about the high ticket stuff, that's why I love premium pricing, is because you don't have to have as many, you don't have to have as many sales, you don't got as many optimization points, meaning you don't got as many opportunities to fail. You actually shorten the process and your ROI is higher. So our clients, inside of Client Traction University, our clients actually average a 4-to-1. And that's on the low end. So it's like for every dollar they invest in ads, they make $4 or more. I mean, we have clients that get a 5-in-1. We have clients that get a 10-in-1 and so forth. Does it make sense? So for example, they invest $1,000 in ads, they make $10,000. Or they invest $1,000 in ads, they make $4,000. Or they invest $5,000 in ads, they make $20,000. Right? Or $6,000 or $30,000 and so forth. Because they understand this process that I'm walking y'all through, and we help them understand the mentality, even when they don't quite understand it all, the process just kind of works. It works anyway. So they can't help but it work, even if you don't got to understand something for it to work, right? So they just kind of follow the process and it just flat out works just because they follow the process, right? So cool. So that's that. Thank y'all so much for being here. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.